and reverence him. This is spirit chant, and we're expecting that we will raise sounds from the realms of the spirit of heaven, and that he be glorified. So if you are blessed with the gift of praying in the Holy Spirit, you may want to just raise your voice, and in 1 minute just adore the name of the Lord with your tongues. Bakasko fali tapele kom paria taska papele temesh vredebele kaporua kapabeles katapalu tebebele ketakose shegre dabaru kaka zivili digibalai shogra bele somamela kabole krovele is kapabeli anumoshe vrehilas kapai. We find expression when we raise our voice like this. We find expression. Ariko papele kos kapabiliti jegre getos sapapile abi luma mai kapepele. It is only the Holy Spirit that will help you raise a sound. Shata kapalau shata kapalo kapabele komamele shi debe kwata kas kapapile epepele kos katalekele pa kwata kas katele pela watapele. Ratakwash kipam pelegetele grigabo gababaile mememe. I give you just 1 minute. Where you are, just stir up your spirit. Jibrekuze kredili gibale jebrendo kosakili kaile. 1 minute, just express yourself in the Holy Ghost. Sakatailo kopa jeketele kepa. I am here.
How you heal the sick, how you raise the dead, how you heal the lame, how you heal the sick, how you send the captives come and do what you do. Oh,
preach for you, my God. Oh, Jesus, the Son of God, set my life on fire. I want to be alive. When they see me, they see Jesus. 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 Jesus, that man of God, that man of God in you, that man of God in you. When they see me, they see Jesus. Yet in my hood, he gave me a man who went. He be my holy root. Adi mahangu hungi bihingi bahandu Indi honsi hilu hibie Aji elwe ga Elwe 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 ga dukuba Edobe elsu kugi Ibili digi bili gidi kugi dilete Aji ele aji ele You just find your place. When they see me they see When they see you, when they meet me, 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 when they see me, they see me, when they see me, they see me, when they see me. So I want to know your ways, not the ways that my pastor teach me alone. I want to know your ways, not the ways, not just the ways they tell me in church. I want to know you by myself. I want to know you for myself. I want to know you for myself. I want to know you by myself. Not when my pastor stay. I want to know you for myself. So I want to be like Jesus. So I will not speak if you don't speak through me. I will not talk if you don't talk through me. I will not go if you don't go. I will sit if you say sit. I will stand if you say stand. I will jump if you say jump. I will move if you say move. I know your ways. I want to know the Bible for myself, and I want to look like the Bible, so that when they see me, I become the Bible they read. I want to know your ways. Shut the bell of court. I want to know your ways. I am the Son of Revival. The world is waiting for me to. I am the Bible they read now. They will read me and they will be changed. I am the sound of many waters flowing from east to the west. Yes, Abba made me a mantle to my wall. Yes, Abba made me an answer to my wall. I am the sound of revival. The world is waiting for me to be heard. I am the Bible they read. They will read me and they will be changed. Oh yes, I am the wonder to my own. I am revival. I am revival. I am revival. Oh, I am revival. I am revived, I am revived, oh, purity and balance, wisdom and stature, behavior and patterns, pointing to Jesus, purity and balance, my God, wisdom and stature, behavior and patterns pointing to Jesus. I will not love holiness and leave character. I will not love character and leave balance. I will put everything in order. I will not love purity and leave attitude. It is a lifestyle, oh. I will not love holiness and leave character. I will not love character and leave prayer life. I will not love prayer life and leave study life. I will balance it all. Purity and balance. Wisdom and stature. Behavior and patterns. Pointing to Jesus. So I'm amazed by all you do. I'm amazed you came through for me. Even in my darkest moments, Papa, you lift up my voice. I'm amazed by how you came. I'm amazed you are so full of love. You've been good from this dark past, and yet you're still doing good. Obinigwe, 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 Obinigwe. Come true for me. I had no sense and the meaning, Lord. You showed up for me. What did I do to deserve this kind of? What did I do to see that you're right? What did I do to deserve this kind of? What did I do to see that? What did I? What did I? Hey. What did I do? You took it. What did I do? 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 I'm amazed by all you do. I'm amazed you are so full of love. You've been good from this time. Obinigwe, Obinigwe. So I will not trade this life, trade this gift I carry. Oh, I will not trade this life, trade this gift I carry. I will not trade this life, trade this gift I carry. Oh. I will not trade this life, trade this gift I got. I will not trade this life, trade this gift I carry. Oh. I will not trade this life, trade this gift I got. I will not trade this life, trade this gift I carry. Oh. My God, I will not trade this life. There's a gift within us, not for silver nor gold, not for bronze or diamond. I will not trade this life, trade this gift I carry. Not for silver nor gold, not for bronze or diamond. Ever I will not trade this life, I will not trade this gift I carry. You are my mother, you are my father, oh. You are my comforter, my advocate again. Only you is a mother to me, only you is a father to me. You are still my comforter and my advocate again. Only you is a brother, oh. Only you is still a sister, oh. You are still my comforter, my advocate. Only you is that boyfriend I don't have. Only you is that girlfriend I don't have. You are my comforter.
my heart will take it. So I will not trade this life, trade this gift I carry. I will not trade this life, trade this gift I carry. It's a consciousness. I will not trade this life, trade. Oh, oh, I will not trade this life, trade this gift. You see, sometimes we don't know, but we trade our gift unknowing to us. Many of us church instrumentalists, music minister, there's a way we have put our gift for market. So people come to buy it. Every day they come to buy it. We are selling. And we don't know that the more we sell, the more we are losing. To us, we are gaining. But unknowing to us, we are losing it every day. Then we will get to a point Jesus has left us. And we will think he's still with us. Instrumentalists, keyboardists, we cannot give you 20,000. We can't have it. Choir coordinator, once your salary is decreased, you will not be coming to church again. In fact, you get to a point where they must increase your salary before you continue for. You see, this next year, some music director are requesting for increasement of salary for church, just to offer yourself unto God. Now, my question is, who is paying the pastor? You know, this is a very funny topic. I'm not saying that. The problem we have is that we've not gone to the scriptures. So that's why we believe that our gifts will not give us money. Jesus said your gift will make way for you. Not you will make a way for your gift. Look at the English. My gift will make way for me. I'm not the one making the way for the gift. So this generation are the one trying to pave ways. We are trying to build standard and structures and all of these things that we are trying to make way for the kids. Unknowing to us, we are losing it every day. So I go to God every day, I cry. I say, Lord, look at me, search me. Search this heart. So if there is any way that my motive is rising the other way, help me. Not for silver nor gold, not for bronze or diamond. I will not trade this life, trade this gift I carry. Not for silver nor gold, not for bronze or diamond. I will not trade this life, trade this gift I carry. You know, our excuse is that some people say, I'm an orphan. How will I survive? So I'm coming to say, is your comforter, your advocate. Only him is a mother to me. Only him is a father to me. He's my comforter, my advocate. Imina hudu kudibili nwe gomeyan. Bezieloke. So I hear a scripture. He said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing will be added unto you. But we are in a generation that we are seeking the other thing. He said, seek first the kingdom of God, and every other thing will be added. But we are seeking the other thing. We are now very focused on the other thing. In fact, it has now become a prayer point, something that is supposed to be a free gift. It's now your prayer point. What a generation. And the problem is that men of God, they've forgotten this scripture. Do you see this Bible passage? You will never hear it in the church. Hardly would you hear pastor preaching. What they are preaching now is how to buy car, how to be prosperous. And you read the Bible, all the message of Jesus Christ. There was no day he sat these people on how to make money. In fact, he drew them away from where they were making money. He met Peter where he was making money. He said, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. I will make you fishers of all men. Will you not be stupid to say, leave your job and follow me?
And these men left their nets. The Bible recorded they left their net. So they left their source of income to follow Jesus. Didn't you hear of the man that died and the son came and said, "My father is dead." He said, "Let the dead bury their dead. Follow me." Jesus is too busy for unnecessary things. Somebody will say, how wicked is Jesus? Somebody lost his father. You are telling him to follow you. Let the dead bury their dead. I pray that we come to a consciousness today, because we are entering into a new season, 2023. If we don't reshape the structure of our mind, Satan will make mess of me. If I don't, he will make mess. Some young ladies and young men out there already selling their body that is supposed to be a temple for the Lord. You know, the day I started seeing myself, can the lid go down a little, as a shrine. You know, spirit dwells in shrine. Spirit don't dwell in houses. That's why a babalawo cannot build those things inside house. You will see a babalawo, we have a compound and have a place that is called a shrine. So spirit dwells in shrines. The spirit of that babalawo is not dwelling inside his house, inside his parlor. So when a war comes, you will see him, he will run from his parlor into that shrine to gather capacity. So that was why Jesus said, the church is not where I will dwell. Studio like this is not where I will dwell. He said, I want to dwell in you. He said, make me your shrine. Make me your shrine. That is where the power capacity is found. That's where the power capacity is found. Make me your shrine. So every time God looks at us, he sees this body as a holy place. A concrete place where you cannot just enter. So if fornication has to come, it has to be given permission. If masturbation has to come, it has to be given permission. And the only thing that gives it permission is you. You, me and you. So you hear somebody say, I'm going through masturbation, fornication, addiction. How did it get here? How did it enter you? Lastly, before I go, spirit travels by vibration. I will tell you these three things: vibration, sound waves, and light. So some of you don't know that the things that you listen to, you are already demonized by it. See, once you hear it, you are demonized. Once you see it, you are demonized. Once you feel that vibration, you are demonized. Imagine you being in the presence of your friends for 30 minutes and all they are talking about in their midst is, see that fine girl. You may not be the one saying it, but because you are there, it is registered in your head. The moment you leave that place, what is coming to your spirit man is fine girl. And you begin to ask yourself, how come? All of a sudden, you just developed this order necessarily. Fine girl. Because you've been around an atmosphere that has been registered in your spirit. Vibration, sound, and light wave. Some is through television. You always like to watch everything. Every channel, everything is what you watch. You can be demonized like that. So some of us has like thousands of demons in us, but we don't know. So when we come for spiritual meetings, you see them, they begin to manifest and fall, and you begin to wonder, how did it get to them? But they didn't know. It was by these little things. I had to make a research. You don't need to go to the occultic group before they demonize you there. In your house, you can be demonized. So from now, we have to watch these things. Because there's no way. Last, this place is a marketplace. I can drop this mic and leave there, and the Lord calls me. And you'll be like, was it not this guy that just ministered 1 minute ago? He's already dead. I don't own this life. I can leave here now, and the next news you hear is he's gone. So you don't, your tomorrow is not promised. Don't let that pastor deceive you that we pray over protection. Yes, it is beautiful. But your tomorrow is not promised. Nobody will promise you that your tomorrow you will see tomorrow. Only Jesus can promise you that. That was why the young man in the Bible, when they told him he was going to die this year, he had to go back to God and say, give me more years. So only God had the permission to strengthen that years. Lengthen it. So beyond ministry, beyond the tumba tumba, beyond all of those things, we should come back that, hey, this place is a marketplace. Oh, life, life is a marketplace. I've come to buy, I've come to sell. I've come to buy, I've come to sell. I've come to buy, I've come to sell. But one day I will return to the one that sent me. This is a marketplace. God bless you.